Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. Coming up on this week's program, The Ethical Foundation of the Masters of Inner Light and Sound, The Eastern Principles of Ahimsa, or Nonviolence in Thought, Word, and Deed, an essay on peace, and I'll include quite a bit about Jainism, too. Jainism has a lot to offer when it comes to Ahimsa principles or ethics of peace on this week's Spiritual Awakening Radio. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view were getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, websites and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening. This essay on peace, Ahimsa, the ethical foundation of the masters of the East, with a poem that's also a prayer and an affirmation at the same time, by Dr. Robert Mueller, Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations for 40 years, spiritual teacher and former chancellor of the University for Peace in Ciudad Colón, Costa Rica. Decide to be peaceful. Decide to be peaceful. Render others peaceful. Be a model of peace. Irradiate your peace. Love compassionately. Love passionately the peace of our beautiful planet. Do not listen to the warmongers, hate-seeders, and power-seekers. Dream always of a peaceful world. Work always for a peaceful world. Switch on and keep on, in yourself, the positive buttons, those marked love, serenity, happiness, truth, kindness, friendliness, understanding, and tolerance. Pray and thank God every day for peace. Pray for the United Nations and all peacemakers. Pray for the leaders of nations who hold the peace of the world in their hands. Pray God to let our planet at long last become a planet of peace. And sing in unison with all humanity. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Words to follow and live by, quite literally. On a planetary level, we can decide to work for peace through education and political activism, to communicate with the leadership of the nations, urging them through people power to move in the direction of wisdom and away from violence. Dare I say that we would not even be here without the influences of voices of sanity, reason, and moderation in decades gone by, and this work is not yet finished. As we witness fairly bellicose leaders in possession of the reins of power during what continues to be the nuclear age, I can't help but remember the lyrics of an old King Crimson song, Epitaph, including March for No Reason, from the album In the Court of the Crimson King. Between the iron gates of fate that seeds of time were sown and watered by the deeds of those who know and who are known, knowledge is a deadly friend when no one sets the rules. The fate of all mankind, I see, is in the hand of fools. On a personal level, the great schools of spirituality of the ages have offered much wisdom about peaceful living to those with ears to hear. But before I begin my discourse, here's a word about leadership in spiritual or religious organizations. It's always been a mystery how some who are influential or in positions of leadership in spiritual organizations can be as manipulative and as ruthless as anybody on the planet. Why is this the case, one might ask? Even in groups that seek to cultivate a public image of peacefulness or are claiming to be offering teachings about inner and outer peace to humanity, sometimes there seems to be as much struggle for power, just as much gossip, propaganda, and swift boating as one might expect in other types of organizations, corporations, or during political campaigns. Swift boating is a pejorative term that surfaced during a presidential election a couple of cycles back, referring to some untruth, gossip, or unfair characterization that is deliberately spread about someone, is used by one party against another to tarnish their image, timed at just the right moment for the purpose of achieving some hidden, or perhaps not so hidden, objective. Lord Mahavira of Jainism once said, O Lord, this ocean of the world is very, very deep, and we are flowing in it without any support. Jainism offers much wisdom about ahimsa or nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. If specific and detailed ahimsa principles governing all aspects of thought, word, and conduct have never been clearly or fully taught in the first place, or not necessarily a part of the ethos or culture or religion, then, of course, sure enough, no great surprise then if ahimsa principles of nonviolence in thought, word, and deed are not necessarily being adhered to. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, it says in the Hebrew scriptures. Or as it says in the sutras of Jainism, no conduct is possible without knowledge. Without conduct, there's no liberation, and without liberation, no deliverance. So, as with other aspects of the spiritual journey and the path of the masters, it's a matter of competent spiritual guidance, communication, and education that leads to new self-discovery and dimensions of peace. Lord Mahavira of Jainism, the whole process of evolution for the spirit is an awakening to the truths and the means of implementation of those truths that are eternally present in itself. What was implicit has to become explicit when you discover for yourself, however dimly, that you are rooted in something that is infinitely vast. You have found the soil wherein you grow unconsciously into a most wonderful tree. The tree of life blended with knowledge. Jainism is one of the great world religions, a cousin of Buddhism and Hinduism, with its roots very much in Indian soil. Lord Mahavira of Jainism once said, "Only that science is great and the best of all sciences, the study of which frees man from all kinds of miseries." I'm finding that the ahimsa or nonviolent principles of Jainism offers humanity a vast treasure trove of wisdom. For they are not Hallmark card generic platitudes in the sky, so to speak, but serious, specific, and detailed principles governing all aspects of one's thoughts, words, and deeds during life in this human form. Rumi poetry, psalms, the Sri Guru Granth Sahib are the hymn books of humanity filled with mystic poetry, love, and bhakti devotion. The Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita are revelations about the nature of reality, about spirits living in the material world, about spirit or Atman in a world of matter. One's beliefs about in the beginning, quote unquote, are really about the ending of the cycle of time. The Gnostic Gospels and the Anurag Sagar of Guru Kabir illustrates the power of myth, to borrow a term from Joseph Campbell, how one's understanding of in the beginning affects our perceptions about where we are and maps out for us a path leading to liberation, where we want to be. Creation accounts are hymns in praise of the pearl of our soul. We're all about finding our original nature again, retracing our steps back to Eden or paradise, a homecoming of prodigal souls, sons and daughters of the Supreme Soul, in the timeless abode of the Beloved. Native American and other earth-based traditions specialize in wisdom about living in harmony with Mother Earth in a kingdom of the Great Spirit spread out upon the earth. Jainism's specialty is in the area of ethics, cultivating peacefulness and tranquil existence. This tranquility of mind makes it possible to experience moksha, a reunion with the Supreme Soul or God. Even as the still and focused lens of the telescope reveals the object in the heavens you are seeking to contemplate, or a pond on a day without much wind with nothing to ripple its surface reflects the image of the sky. Mahavira's teaching about the law of karma was similar to the other saints of Indian traditions. Jain Dharma recognizes nonviolence as the highest dharma or duty. That's a passage from Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj from his chapter on Jainism in the book The Harmony of All Religions, published by Maharishi Mehi Ashram in Bhagalpur, Bihar district, India, affiliated with the Sant tradition. Swami Sant Saviji was a master of inner light and sound, but his background was Jainism. Some masters have a background within the Sikh tradition or within the Hindu tradition, and the Maharishi Mehi branch is closer to the Jain tradition. Jainism teaches live and let live, kindness and reverence for all life, Jainism has a vast collection of ancient scriptures in several languages. Some of the oldest books in India are sacred Jain texts. These teach great reverence for all forms of life, including strict vegetarianism and even veganism. There is the vegan Jain movement, which is very organized and far along, articulating very well principles of vegetarian diet and the vegan diet. Jainism is above all a religion of love and compassion and offers guidance about all aspects of life and living, right knowledge, right faith, and right conduct. As with the teachings of Sant Mat masters, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, with Mahavira of Jainism, attention is paid not only to deeds or actions, but the words and thoughts behind all actions. Thoughts are like seeds that sprout into words and deeds. The foundation of Jainism is observing ahimsa or nonviolence in thought, word, as well as deed. Some sayings of Lord Mahavira, who is regarded as a sant by the sant tradition, as is Buddha. Lord Mahavira: progress, whether for individuals, groups, or the whole of humanity, is by decisive choices made from time to time, forced by the development of a situation which, as it mounts up, calls for its own resolution. Life in matter is a series of crises and resolutions. I love that. Life in matter is a series of crises and resolutions. Lord Mahavira: the greatest mistake of a soul is non-recognition of its real self, and this is only rectified by recognizing itself. The enlightened should contemplate that his soul is endowed with boundless energy. Whatever is the supreme soul, so am I. Whatever is my essential nature is the essence of supreme soul. Therefore, I am fitted for meditating on my inner supreme soul. One Jain Sutra says, the one who cannot be described by words and is not conceivable as matter or material stuff is God, is the Supreme Soul. He is infinite and transcends light and sound and has no birth and is not subject to wandering in the world. With a still and tranquil mind, meditate on the Supreme Soul. In the path of the masters, ahimsa is the foundation for spirituality. With outer peace and inner tranquility of mind, it's possible to meditate. Lyrics from Another King Crimson song, Peace and End, essentially Peace Part 3, found on the album In the Wake of Poseidon by King Crimson. Peace is a word of the sea and the wind. Peace is a bird who sings as you smile. Peace is the love of a foe as a friend. Peace is the love you bring to a child. Searching for me, you look everywhere except beside you. Searching for you, you look everywhere but not inside you. Peace is a stream from the heart of a man. Peace is a man whose breadth is the dawn. Peace is a dawn on a day without end. Peace is the end, like death, of the war. program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. I'm James Bean. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. After the break, an introduction to the Sant tradition of India, including its Ahimsa principles or ethics. Saints of the East, Saints of India, the Path of the Masters. Stay tuned. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, books, meditation, sacred texts, East and West, Gnostic Gospels, Upanishads, Mandaean scriptures of Iraq, the Sant tradition of India, Bhagavad Gita, Sufis, mystic poetry. This week I'm focused on ethical teachings of the saints of the East, Ahimsa principles. And I want to do an introduction to the Sant tradition of India and its precepts of nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. The term Sant means saint and is right out of the Upanishads and the Sanskrit language. The term Mat means way or teaching. Thus, Sant Mat means the teachings of the saints or way of the saints. It's also been translated as path of the masters. And there was a fairly famous book authored by Julian P. Johnson called Path of the Masters. Many people have found it through interlibrary loan and have really enjoyed its introduction to this particular Eastern path of masters of the East. It's common knowledge that the term Sant Mat was coined by Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, India, during the 19th century. The term Sant Mat was coined by Tulsi Sahib to put a label on this group of spiritual masters from India, from northern India, from southern India, to give this particular school of spirituality a name. But the Sant tradition, with its many guru lineages or branches, is a spiritual movement that dates back many centuries, all the way back to ancient times in India. Tulsi Sahib of Hathras was of the opinion that the Sant movement goes back to the time of Krishna, thousands of years ago, that Krishna knew of Sants during his day, the age of the Bhagavad Gita. Brief summary of the teachings of the saints of the East, the Sants of India, or Path of the Masters. All souls, or jivas, are in essence drops of love from the ocean of God. The attachment and association with mind and body makes the soul lose sight of its real self. God assumes the form of a saint or master to lead the soul back to its original home. Just pausing to interject here. It's a neat concept. God is understood to be formless, beyond this plane of creation. So, what's a supreme being to do if you want to communicate with souls trapped in the matrix of time and space? You assume a form, and then you eventually assume a physical form for the purpose of communicating with souls that are attached to these various realms of creation. More teachings of the Sants of the East. One must surrender one's entire being to the ocean of love of which we are a part, instead of limiting ourselves to sensual pleasures alone, which leave us unhappy and discontented. This can be done by the practice of Surat Shabd Yoga, which when you translate into English means being united with the divine light and sound of God in meditation. By attuning oneself to the life current, which proceeds from the heart of the Supreme Being, the nameless or Anami Purush, in the form of light and sound, one can finally achieve union with the true self, finding the joy one is seeking. And that last principle reminds me a little bit of Eastern Orthodox Christianity with its Gnostic mysticism. Eastern Orthodox Christianity teaches something called theosis, just to bring in a comparative religion, comparative mysticism dimension to this. Theosis is becoming God by contemplating his divine light, which appears during meditation or prayer, what we would call contemplative meditation. By beholding the divine light, it's a way of reuniting the soul with the Supreme Being. And that also is taught in the Sant tradition with its meditation practice of Surat Shabd Yoga, only with the added dimension of sound, by contemplating the sound of the silence, the music of the spheres, the infinite sound called nada or shabd or dao. Santi Sarmad, there are many different terms for this in the world religion, song of the creator, song lines, logos. There are many names for this divine music. By contemplating the sound as well as the light leads to a theosis or a union with God. ¶¶ hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. After the break, the requirements in order to attain moksha and the seven teachings of Sant Mat, as well as the seven principles of Sant Mat. And then we'll get to the precepts or ethical vows. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio on HealthyLife.net. Stay tuned for more after these messages. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. Your Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. You can send me a tweet at Twitter at the address Wisdom Radio at Twitter. At Facebook, the address is facebook.com/Spiritual Awakening Radio. And my email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. This week we're checking out some new tracks donated to this program by the musician Paul Alexander John from his album. He's calling it In Akbar's Court. It's not a CD for sale or anything. He just had some extra tracks lying around his studio and has given me permission to use them on Spiritual Awakening Radio. Thank you, Paul Alexander John. In Akbar's Court. Principles and key teachings of the Sant tradition of the East, including ethical principles of ahimsa, or nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. More from my introduction to the path of the masters. Consider the following as requirements to attain moksha, or the liberation of the soul. 1. Trust and belief in God. 2. Commitment to seek the divine within. 3. Devotion to a spiritual teacher. 4. Listening to the teachings of spiritual discourses and study of the teachings of the saints and scriptures. And 5, diligent meditation practice. That's a paragraph from Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj from his book, The Harmony of All Religions. And this is also from The Harmony of All Religions, the 7 principles of Sant Mat, the Sant tradition of India. The following principles are recited daily by some in India. 1, ultimate reality is beyond any beginning or end. Infinite, beyond birth, beyond the senses, all-pervading, yet even beyond pervasiveness. It must therefore be understood as the Supreme Being. This essential element is known in Sant Mat, the teachings of the saints, as the Lord of all and is the foundation of all things. This being is beyond both inanimate and animate aspects of nature. It is without qualities and beyond qualities. Its nature is infinite, imperishable, all-powerful. It is beyond time and space, beyond sound, beyond form. He is formless, or as they say in India, Narguna. God is formless. It is the one without a second. The Supreme Being is beyond the scope of the mind, the intellect, and the senses. This entire universe is powered by the energy of this being. This being is not human. It is not manifested in physical form. It has existence beyond the illusion of Maya and is nothing that exists, or there is nothing that exists outside of it. It is the being which is eternal and in existence from the beginning. Sant Mat, the teachings of the saints, considers this being to be the divine reality, and this knowing or merging with God is the goal of all spirituality. Point number 2, the individual soul is an inseparable part of the Supreme Being. 3, the physical world of nature was created. It has an origin and an end. 4, the individual soul or jiva, bound by illusion or maya, remains in the cycle of death and birth. This is the cause of one's suffering. In order to escape from this cycle of death and birth and its accompanying suffering, we must experience realization of the Supreme Being. 5, by practicing devotion through these 4 techniques, manas, jap, which is also called simran by some, the recitation of a divine name or mantra, manas dhyan, focus on a divine form. Some visualize the form of the teacher as a technique in meditation. Drishti sadhana, the yoga of inner seeing, the yoga of inner light, focusing on the infinitesimal point. And Surat Shabd yoga or nada yoga, concentration on the inner divine sounds. The practitioner consecutively transcends the realms of darkness, light, and sound, which veil or cloak the supreme truth, the divine reality. Only in a human body, an individual soul is able to achieve unity with the divine. In other forms of existence, animal, etc., it is not possible to experience moksha. Point 6, lying, stealing, intake of intoxicating substances, adultery and violence, including harming other beings, are the 5 sins to be avoided. Eating meat or fish is also considered to be a form of violence and should be avoided. Note, in Buddhism, these abstinences are known as the 5 precepts. And 7.7. The following are considered to be the requirements for attaining moksha: trust and belief in God, commitment to seek the divine within, devotion and service to a satguru or spiritual master, and satsang, listening to the teachings and spiritual discourses, including the study of the saints and scriptures, as well as diligent meditation practice. That's another version of what I read earlier, only this time found in the teachings of Maharishi Mehi from his mystic poetry, a collection of hymns and poems called the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi, quoted in the book The Harmony of All Religions. After the break, the seven teachings of Sant Mat. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutga. That's facebook.com/lovinghutga.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Back to Spiritual Awakening Radio on HealthyLife.net. Send me an email if you like, if you have any questions or comments, or seek to find the transcript of this week's program, which I can send to you, or a certain book, a certain question about something, feel free to email me. My address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. The website is spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, there are links to daily spiritual quotes at various social networking sites, Google Plus, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Yahoo groups, various blogs, WordPress. Got a new blog at WordPress, blogger.com. I'm there. There's a new Spiritual Awakening Radio group at Google Plus, a page at Google Plus. So lots to check out. SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. The Ethical Foundation of the Masters of Light and Sound, an introduction to the teachings of the Masters. These are the seven teachings of the saints. 1. God is real. 2. God is love, the ocean of love and compassion. 3. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as inner mystical light and sound. 4. Our true identity is soul, the self. Soul is part of God and therefore is, like God, pure love. 5. During this human existence, we have an opportunity to experience God. 6. As we experience communing with God's love during meditation, we can rise above body consciousness and explore inner space, the kingdom of the heavens that are within us. Or as Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj says in the book The Harmony of All Religions, we travel back from the realm of darkness to the realm of light, from the light to the divine sound, and from the realm of sound to the soundless state. The drop merges back into the ocean of love. And 7, as we get initiated into the mysteries of the spirit by a living teacher, a master, Sat Guru, the purpose of our life is fulfilled. Reuniting with God is our reason to be here. It says in the Sikh scriptures, it was for the sake of the God-conscious beings that our true Lord created this earth and began this play of death and birth. Kabir says, for millions of years you have slept. This morning, will you not wake? For those who become initiates or disciples of this particular path of the East, and this is generally true, a lot of these teachings are shared between Hindu paths, Buddhist paths, Sikh and Jain paths. A lot of these principles and the eight limbs of yoga and so on, all of these are very interchangeable amongst these various Eastern religions. A lot of shared vocabulary, shared Sanskrit root words and scriptures here. The ethical foundation of the path of the masters, Ahimsa values, the five precepts. These five precepts are found in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. Moral requirements for initiation, abstinence from intoxicants or alcohol and drugs. 2, Ahimsa, adhering to nonviolence in thought, word, and deed, including in the area of diet, as in following a vegan diet, which is abstinence from animal products, or vegetarian diet, which is abstinence from meat, fish, and eggs, in other words, a lacto-vegetarian diet. 3, leading a truthful life. 4, practicing non-stealing, an honest, ethical source of income. 5, loyalty to one's spouse or life partner. Another version of the five precepts, refrain from taking the life of sentient beings. This precept also requires strict adherence to a vegan diet, which means no animal products at all, or in other lineages, a lacto-vegetarian diet, no fish, no meat, no poultry, no eggs, fertilized or non-fertilized. 2, refrain from speaking what is not true. 3, refrain from taking what is not yours. 4, refrain from sexual misconduct. And 5, refrain from using intoxicants, another version of the five precepts. Initiation into inner light and sound meditation. The master said to his students, what your own eyes cannot see, your human ears do not hear, your physical hands cannot touch, and what is inconceivable to the human mind, that I will give you. That's actually a saying attributed to Christ in a book called The Gospel of Thomas, which I've talked about on previous programs over the years, over the decades at this point. Saying 17, the Gospel of Thomas, a version of that found in the Gospel of Thomas, Wisdom of the Twin, the Lynn Bauman translation, which I really like a lot. What your own eyes cannot see, your human ears do not hear, your physical hands cannot touch, and what is inconceivable to the human mind, that I will give to you. That's a great description of what a master does for his or her disciples, his or her students, as the catalyst, as the communicator of ancient knowledge, ancient mysteries, meditation techniques. In the Sant tradition, the complete methods and secrets of meditation practice are communicated at the time of initiation or diksha by a living master, hopefully Sant Satguru, a competent, qualified spiritual teacher or representative of a genuine master, not a past saint or a holy book. A living teacher being fully acquainted with the landscape of inner space, who experiences that for themselves, is able to impart to their students valuable guidance on how to safely make the journey of ascension to the inner regions during meditation practice within. this kind of spiritual transmission, and the details of meditation practice is not found in books or old scriptures of the past, and is not for sale, but given freely by living teachers. Thanks for listening. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.